sweetness. Aren't you a handsome thing? I would very much like to instruct you today. I want you to play with yourself for me. Easy now, Tiger. Don't get ahead of yourself. You haven't even heard the rules yet. First, we need to prepare. That means close off, if they aren't already. Close any windows and doors. Shut the curtains or blinds if it's too bright. Then lie down and relax. Shh. That's it. Just relax for me now, sweetness. Start with your toes. Let them go all limp and relaxed for me now. That's it. Now your legs and your arms and hands. Your chest too now, sweetness. Just let it rise. With deep breaths in and deep breaths out. There, you're doing so well. Relax the muscles in your face. Just let all the tension leave you until you're all limp and relaxed for me. And now, if you haven't already, close your eyes. That's it. Close your eyes and fall deep into that happy, mindless space you already know feels so good. Good boy. Now, the human body is such a marvelous thing with so many sensitive spots. Now sometimes, silly boys like you forget about everything else except for that little or perhaps not so little toy between your legs. That's why today we're going to reverse things. Today you're going to touch everything but your cock, until I say otherwise. You're going to do this for me because until the end of the session, you are mine. And I want to see you squirm. So, let's start with something simple, pet. Lift your right hand, extend out your index finger and run it lightly and softly from top of your left shoulder straight down to your wrist. That's it. Just like that. Good boy. No, don't stop. Keep going. Again. And again. Feel the tingles left in its wake as you run it up and down, caressing, stroking, teasing. Now, try it again. But a little firmer. Trace down the path of tingles, but this time with your nail digging a little against the skin. Good boy. If you want to, take some time to repeat this process with your left shoulder, You may even want to switch sides if you were caressing the upside of your arms. Then try the underside and vice versa. Are you still with me, pet? I hope you're not getting impatient already. Now, take your thumb and place it gently in the palm of your other hand. Move it around in circles, slow and steady. That's it. Now switch and do the same with your other hand. Keep going until you feel your palms tingle. That's it. Good boy. Now, baby, we're going to turn the heat up a little bit. I want you to take your index finger and your middle finger, place them just behind your ear. Then, slowly, gently, drag them straight down across your neck. And when you reach your neck, graze your nails from right to left. Up and down. All over your neck until not a single spot is untouched. That's it. Make sure not to neglect the back of your neck. Find a rhythm that works for you and do it again. And again, and again. That's it, baby boy. You're doing so good for me. By now, you should be feeling sweet, feathery tingles at every touch. And if you're a really sensitive boy, it may be that your arms and shoulders still tingle too. Keep going, honey. We are not finished yet. Do you want to turn up the heat again, sweetness? Well, if you're sure, with your dominant hand firmly, cup your jaw and run your thumb along your lips, tracing them, teasing them. Feel yourself melt as you go round and round your lips with your thumb. Push your thumb into your mouth. And just with your tongue, massage the pad of your thumb. Feel the warm wetness of your own mouth. Delight in it. Begin to add some fingers. Swirl the tongue around your fingertips. Massage them. Pleasure them. That's it, sweetness. Before we move on, try bringing your wrists up to your mouth and start kissing and maybe even licking your way up the inside of your wrists, all the way up to your elbows. And if you're a particularly brave boy, you could even nip at the skin with your teeth. Isn't that nice? Good boy. It's time to go lower. Take both your hands. Place them at the top of your chest, just below your collarbone, and gently move them down across your chest, palming your nipples on the way down, then continuing all the way down to your belly button. Good boy. And back up again for me. And back down again. And once more. I want you to repeat this process, but this time, curl your fingers into a claw and graze your nails down your chest. Keep going, sweetie. That's it. You're being such a good boy for me. Now move your hands to your sides and repeat this, but this time going from just under your arms all the way down your sides to your waist. See, pet, isn't this fun? Can you feel the desire and desperation building? Are you squirming with need? Oh, poor baby. I know just what you need, little one. Let's turn up the heat again. Move both your hands to your inner thighs and stroke them up and down. Firmly and softly with the palm of your hands and with your nails. That's it. But don't touch that cock. If you're a good boy, maybe we'll go there later. And you do want to be a good boy for me, don't you? That's right. Good boy. For now, just be content to let your hands roam around your thighs and even lower down to your knees and back up again. And if you really want to, you can move one hand to repeat some of the touches we previously practiced, combining them to make your whole body sing with pleasure. Look at you, desperate and needy. Such sweet, precious boy, obeying my every command. Good boy. Now, I have just one last thing to teach you, sweetness. Lift both your hands and place your palms directly on top of your nipples. Yes, pet. That's right. Men can enjoy this too. Move your palms up and down and side to side. That's it. Feel them harden through your touch. Oh, Is that not enough for you, baby? You poor thing. Bring your thumbs or your fingertips to the very tips of your nipples and very lightly, with a feather-like touch, just circle them round and round and round. Make them so sensitive you can hardly stand it. No, don't stop. Keep going, pet. If you're feeling brave, try flicking, twisting, or pinching. Let the pleasure run through you. Let it fill you and take over your mind. And once again, if you want to, with one hand, you can go back to some of the other touches you've learned today as you continue teasing your chest. That's it. Good boy. Let your back arch upwards into your own touch. Let your head fall back, exposing your neck to the cold, cool air. You know, if I was with you, sweetness, I would bring my lips, my teeth, to your neck, to bite and lick just there, where it's most sensitive. Keep going, baby. Let all these exquisite tingles build upon each other until you're moaning and writhing mess. Now, slow down your touching. Lift your hands up off your body. Open your eyes and take a deep breath. That's it. Look at you, all breathless. Such a pretty boy you are. You've done so well, baby. Good boy. Just feel the air around you. Feel it pass over. You're now stimulated and sensitive skin. Feel the way your hair stands on end. Feel your body shiver with delight without doing anything at all. I'm afraid, sweetness, we're coming to the end of our time together now, but I do have one last piece of advice. Imagine doing all of the above, but instead of your hands and fingers, you were to use something else. Like ice cubes, or a feather, perhaps. If you're very careful, even the blunt edge of a knife, but only if you're very, very careful, you will be careful for me, won't you, baby? Good boy. Now, just one final thing. Close your eyes, bring your hands up to your scalp, and run your fingers through your hair or across your head, gently tousling, ruffling, massing, and patting yourself for me. A reward for being such a good boy. That's right. Good boy. Perhaps if you play with yourself in the ways I described through this session, you may even learn to come without touching your cock at all. If that's something you want to try, then feel free to restart this from the beginning. Otherwise, reach down now and stroke your cock from base to tip with a single finger. Slowly, easy, gentle strokes until you come. And once you do come, you can open your eyes again, feeling refreshed and relaxed. Good boy.